The Emmy Awards were broadcast last night on ABC, honoring the best in television for the 2007-2008 TV series. It was a season hampered by a writer strike and, as the statuettes were handed out, dominated by cable. Tonight, broadcast TV tries to get back on track and attract attention and viewers by launching the new fall season. Our TV critic David Bianculli looks back at last night's Emmys and ahead to the new season.
A lot of really good shows were given Emmys last night. But what struck me the most, as the night went on, was the dominance of cable TV and how few people actually are watching the shows that won the major awards. One big winner was HBO's John Adams, with 5 major Emmys. That's no surprise. It was an excellent miniseries. And cable, particularly HBO, has dominated the TV movies and miniseries category for a long time now. But drama series? If broadcast TV is supposed to have a wheelhouse, weekly series drama is it. But look what happened last night. In the top drama categories, the AMC cable network got Best Drama for Mad Men and Best Actor for Bryan Cranston of Breaking Bad. Glenn Close won as Best Actress for the FX drama Damages. Add up the viewers for all 3 of those shows, and you wouldn't have enough to crack the top 50. Over on the comedy side, NBC managed a clean sweep of the biggest awards, thanks to 30 Rock, which won 5, including Best Comedy Series and Best Actor and Actress for Alec Baldwin and Tina Fey. The Emmy voters deserve credit for their support of 30 Rock, which was last season's best comedy. But TV viewers don't get credit for their support, or lack of it. Even though it was on broadcast TV, 30 Rock wasn't a top 10 show last season, or a top 20 show, or even a top 40 show. It didn't even crack the top 100. And it really, really pains me to point this out, but 30 Rock, on average, was seen by fewer viewers last season than ABC's Cavemen. So what you had last night was a celebration of shows that most people aren't watching, and most of which don't come from broadcast TV. The only Emmys won last night by CBS, once known as the Tiffany Network, were for its reality shows, The Amazing Race and Survivor. That is not a good sign. Neither is it a good sign that the Emmy show last night, televised by ABC, was so timid. Anytime anyone started to say anything even remotely political, the orchestra started to drown them out or cut them off entirely. Listen to what happened to Kirk Ellis, who won for writing the HBO miniseries adaptation of John Adams. He was cut off in mid-sentence by an announcer, just as he was getting started.
I've got to dedicate this award to 2 people, my own Abigail Adams, my partner, my wife, Sheila, and David McCullough, not only a great historian, but a great dramatist. I'm proud to call him a friend as well as a mentor. Thank you, Tom Hanks, Gary Getzman, Michael Lombardo, Colin Callender, for giving me this amazing opportunity to talk about a period in our history when articulate men articulated complex thoughts in complete sentences. They used words.
The Amazing Race, American Idol, Dancing with the Stars, Project Runway, Top Chef. Who will take home the Emmy for reality competition program? It's next, here on the Emmys.
Yeah, they used words, but Kirk Ellis wasn't given the chance to. Look, it's a good thing that so much wealth is spread around the TV spectrum. But if broadcast TV can't compete with the cable big boys, can't draw viewers to its own best shows, and doesn't even have the nerve to make its live awards shows lively, then you have to ask yourself, what can it do well? This week, it tries to show us by launching what looks like a traditional fall TV season. Except it isn't, because the writer's strike of last year cut back development and production of new series. The best fall series of the ones I've seen, the Fox show Fringe, premiered 2 weeks ago. This week, the official launch week of the 2008-09 TV season, there are only 5 more new ones. 2 are worth sampling. Tonight's CBS sitcom Worst Week, and tomorrow's CBS drama The Mentalist. But neither really excites me, or deserves more notice than that. What does deserve notice? That the old good shows are returning, finally, with new episodes. Tonight, we get the season premieres of Heroes on NBC, How I Met Your Mother on CBS, and Boston Legal on ABC. Later this week, we get a bunch. Ugly Betty and The Office, The Simpsons and 60 Minutes, Desperate Housewives and My Name is Earl. But even on broadcast TV's big week, cable isn't calling it quits. HBO launches two new series, including Little Britain USA, and Showtime presents the season premieres of two excellent shows, Dexter and Californication. Meanwhile, where is 30 Rock? NBC could have had the show ready for premiere week and poised to capitalize on its handful of new Emmys. But no. 30 Rock isn't starting its season until the 30th. October 30th. If you want to see Tina Fey before then, you'll have to watch the late night or special primetime editions of Saturday Night Live and hope she makes another appearance as Sarah Palin. And then, at least, mentioning politics won't get you cut off in mid-sentence.
David Bianculli is TV critic for TVWorthWatching.com and teaches TV and film studies at Rowan University.